Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is the day that no one else has ever seen. The day that we just have found grace from our Heavenly Father. Because we know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by His grace. It is by His love that we are here, that we woke up this morning to see this new day, the day that we are ready to receive all the blessings our Heavenly Father has installed for us. We are ready to function, to move, and to be led by His Spirit. So we thank God for another opportunity right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing, for we serve a mighty God, we serve an able God, we serve the God, the creator of heaven and earth. So we are excited with what God is doing, regardless of what the enemy thinks or what he is doing. He might roar like a lion, but we know he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. And when he arises, his enemies scatter. When he opens his mouth, fire comes out of his mouth, the fire that burns all sin and drought. We thank God that we save our Lord, who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank God this morning. So we have, we know God is just awesome. He is a good God. So before we go through this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, we just want to pray and see what the Lord has installed for us. Amen. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. So, Father God, we pray this morning that you have mercy on us, Almighty God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you blot out, you wash out all our transgressions, all our failures, our sins that we have committed, Father, knowingly or unknowingly, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. We pray that you forgive us, whether we have committed those sins willingly or unwillingly, whether we have done it by submission or omission. We pray, Father God, any other mission, Lord, we just pray that you forgive us. You cleanse us, Lord, with your hyssop. Wash us clean, Father God, that we will be whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, this morning that you create in us, Lord, a clean heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not cast away your presence from us, Lord. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from us, Father God. Restore to us, Father, this morning, the joy of your salvation. And we thank you for granting us, Father, for giving us a willing spirit in the mighty name of Jesus that will sustain us, Lord, in Jesus' name, that the accuser of the saints, when he will have nothing to accuse us of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, this morning. We come with humble hearts, Father, with confidence this morning that you hear our prayers, Lord. Not only do you hear, but you answer our prayers, for you are a God whose hand is not shortened, that it can reach and touch each and every one of us. And we know, Father God, that your ears are not heavy, that they cannot hear us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Almighty God. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. This last day of this last Friday of this month, Lord, of August 2020, today, yes, 28th of August, the year of 2020. We thank you, Father, because it is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have you. We have you, Lord. We can face tomorrow. Thank you, Father God, because you live and we can face tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come, Father God, as your word, Father, in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yes, that you said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. So, Father, we humble ourselves this morning in the name of Jesus, and we pray, Father, we seek your face, Lord, and we are turning away from our wicked ways on behalf of our people, behalf of our nation, on behalf of nations, Lord. We are turning away from our wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you said you will hear us, Father, while you are sitting on your throne in heaven. You will hear us. Not only do you hear us, Father, but you said you will forgive our sins. So we pray, Father God, we intercede, we stand on the gap and pray, Father, confess the sins of our nations. Confess the sins of nations, Father. We intercede for this nation. We intercede for our nations, Lord. The whole world, Father, all the chaos, all this, what is going on. Our land, Father, is sick. Our land needs some healing, Lord. You said you will hear us, Father. You will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you heal our land, Lord. Heal our land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why we are still believing. We are believing for a bumper harvest of souls this year, 2020, Father. We are giving up. We still trust you, Lord, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, and we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for salvation and deliverance of our loved ones who are still out there, Father, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers,
in the mighty name of Jesus, who are still being tormented by the evil spirits, who are still being held hostage by the evil spirits, by being entangled in sin, in all manner of sins. We call them forth this morning, Father. Draw them, Lord. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Father. Soften their hearts. Touch their hearts. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, Father, they will not resist, but they will obey. They will confess with their mouth, Lord, confess their sins. Yes, and turn away from their wicked ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and surrender, Lord, to you in the mighty name of Jesus, regardless what the stronghold is. Whatever it is that is holding them back, some are being drawn back by generational curses. We cut those off in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are drawn back by territorial spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cut them off, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what it is, substance abuse, drugs, alcohol, or any form of abuse, Father, that is going on, personal abuse, or those abuses that are imposed on them, whatever anger, unforgiveness, whatever strongholds that is holding them back, we call them back. Forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you draw them unto you, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, regardless of how depressed they are, how anxious they are, how frustrated they are, how stressed out they are. Some are being drawn by this suicidal spirit, trying to terminate them before their time. We call them forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come home. Some are frustrated because their bodies are sick, their sickness and disease in their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are known to be a healer, Lord. You heal all manner of diseases, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mental sicknesses, emotional sicknesses, physical sicknesses, even spiritual sicknesses, where they are being tormented by these spirits that are controlling them. We take them, Father. We bring them forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are financially sick. We know with the situation and the status of our nation and nations right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, financial sicknesses, relationship sicknesses, Father, any kind of disorders, I just pray, Father God, that they will not hold them back, but bring them forth, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. Deliver them, for you are a God who delivers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And the thief has been stealing from us. He is a thief who came to steal, kill, and destroy. But right now, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, we pray, Father God, for their deliverance, for their touch. Touch them, Father, with your mighty hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because some of the stuff that is going on, disregard of manhood or humanity, people just killing and murdering people right at the broad daylight. People are not afraid anymore. They don't respect humankind. So I pray, Father God, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, whether it's fear, whatever is motivating them to do such a thing, I just pray, Father God, for your salvation, that when people know you, when they turn their hearts to you, you turn their hard hearts, their cold hearts, and give them a heart of flesh, a soft heart, a compassionate heart, a caring heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who is our guidance, who guide us, in the name of Jesus, to touch and protect your people, Father. Protect us, shield us, Lord. You know you are our shield. You are our protector. You are our deliverer. You are our savior. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your rescue, for protecting us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you did it for your people, the children of Israel. They were in bondage in Egypt for many, many years. But you never left them nor forsake them, Father. And you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank you, Father. We trust you to rescue us in the name of Jesus, to deliver us so that we come back. We come back to you, Lord. We run back to you, our Savior. You are a covenant-keeping God. You kept your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You kept your covenant, Lord. You will, and you are a covenant-keeping God. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You kept your covenant with Daniel in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. So this morning, Father, we lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift up our eyes unto the mountains. From where comes our help? Because we know our help comes from you, Lord, the one who made the heavens and the earth. We thank you, Lord, for you will not let us suffer. You will not let our feet be moved in the name of Jesus. For you who keeps Israel, you neither slumber nor sleep. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. We decree and declare Psalm 91 that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Father. We say this morning, you are our Lord, you are our God, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and we trust you, for you are our deliverer. We trust you, you are our defender, for the Lord is our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Good Shepherd. In the name of Jesus, we honor you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Good morning again, everybody. We just thank God this morning, for we serve a mighty God. We serve a merciful God, a gracious God. And we are glad that he has given us another opportunity this morning to be here at this hour of power, of prayer, and praise and deliverance. So we're going to open up the lines this morning, and we're going to acknowledge who is here, and let us know. And if you have a praise report, a praise you can give us a praise and if you have a prayer request, we can also take prayer requests. So the lines are open this morning. Let us hear who is here and your prayer request or praise report. And then we will see what God has in store for us as we continue in this hour of praise and deliverance and prayer. Amen.
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 Good morning. Good Amen. Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Anthony's here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I did. Let's pray for me, the family, Apostle Hustler here. I want to thank God. I want to testify. I want to thank God for yesterday. I don't know what happened to the phone line. I guess we'll see y'all next week. But I thank God for the one accord here at Prayer, Prayers, Deliverance Ministry because the phone acted up. I just couldn't get the phone to get back online. I finally got back on closer to the end of the broadcast. But I thank God how we're here in one accord and we're able to cover each other when things like this come up, technical difficulties come up as it did for me yesterday. I'm just thanking God for the word. And it also testified to me that we're doing a, in my opinion, it's not worth much, but we're doing a great job here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry doing the will of God because it's constantly things are coming up to try to hinder us from putting the word out and praying in the one accord. I believe that we have such results, hallelujah to God, that that the adversary is just on the onslaught. He's trying to discourage us and hallelujah with the confusion and the messages that are coming forth in the prayer line and the prayers that are going forth, it's making a difference. We're doing great work into the kingdom of God, helping people stay calm during this time of pandemic. And I just feel that my spirit that the Lord is well pleased because yesterday I said to the Lord, I said, but I can't get back on, Lord. This let not be a problem with the station where we can't get on at all. And when I called back in, the lines were clear. I was able to hear the rest of the broadcast. So I'm just thanking God for that. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And you're doing what?
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise Lord.
Okay. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I have two prayer requests. One for the young lady in Virginia, Chelsea, who thought she was going to court on Zoom on yesterday, but it was the day before, so she had it down wrong. Pray that she don't lose her kid due to that missing that court and they rescheduled. And that's Chelsea. And also let's pray for Charlene. Charlene is searching for peace in her situation that she's in now.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any other?
Good morning. This is Darlene, and I'm just grateful that God is good, and he just continues to just cover and protect us. And I'm just thanking God for all the prayers that we are able to share with each other. And I'm continue to hear the testimonies of how God is making lives better and bringing people out of trouble and healing bodies, and we're believing for more salvation. So just want to keep my brother lifted up. He seems to have just gone back into the drug addiction, and he needs God. So pray for him and also my entire family. We need salvation in the family. Just want to keep, and not only mine, but, you know, when I say family, that means all of us here. We all have extended family, so just want to pray for, you know, each and every one that God will continue to lead us in the right direction. And that's another thing, that the direction of this country, we need prayer for the country. Our country is just in a very bad way. So we just need to pray that God will give us peace here in the United States of America. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene M., and I do have a prayer request. It's has to do with food, eating the right foods, and losing weight, a food addiction. Mm-hmm. So I'm just believing God to have the wisdom to eat the right things and the self-control to eat healthy.
Amen. Praise God.
Is there any other?
Yes, good morning. This is Mary. And I'd like for you to pray for a friend of mine, Teresa Johnson, who's going battling cancer. And to continue to pray for those ones that was in the path of the hurricane that came through. Just continue to pray for them.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Darlene again, and I want to pray for Myra, who is having outpatient surgery this morning or today. So I just want to pray that God will bless her in that surgery. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So before, if there is no other, before we pray, I just want us to go through a couple of scriptures, and then we get to pray. And I had the scripture of the week, which I don't have here with me, but we do all know. I know it was in Psalm 71. Just encourage each and every one of us to go through and read our scripture of the week and just spend some time on that particular chapter. Amen. Two verses or two scriptures I want us to read, and then we get into prayer. The first one is in the book of Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Jesus heals many. We serve a mighty God. We serve an able God who is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, and he heals all manner of diseases. And this three, four chapter verses we're going to read. And I'm reading from the NIV version. When Jesus came into Peter's house, saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever, he touched her hand and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. Other versions say, and she began to save him. Verse 16, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirit with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. And then the second one I am going to read is Romans chapter 12, and we'll just read the first two verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. May The Lord bless the reading of his word. So we're going to talk a little bit, then we get into prayer. This week, the Holy Spirit has been ministering to me and giving me an understanding or recharging my faith and my trust in God, that our God is a mighty God. He is a healer. And he directed me. I mean, I was going through several teachings of Jesus, and this just caught my attention and has been ministering to me that I want to share with you. I felt it worthy of sharing with you this morning before we read. So before we pray, I'm going to ask you if you would mute your phones for me. You can just click the mute button. Thank you. So right here where we have just read, when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw that Peter's mother-in-law was lying in bed with fever. She was sick and had a privilege for Jesus to come in the same house where she was laying there in bed, sick with a fever. And when Jesus saw that, he touched her hand. He only touched her hand, and the fever left her immediately. You know, we serve a mighty God who can heal, instant healing, miracle-working God. There is an instant healing. Then there is progressive healing, which takes a long time, but the healing starts right away, but it takes a while for us to be able to see the manifestation of that healing, but it is still healing. But a gradual healing, it's a process, it takes a while. But right here where we have read, Jesus only touched Peter's mother-in-law's hand, and she was healed right away. I know most people, when we visit each other in homes, we greet each other. Majority of us, as we greet each other, we shake each other's hand. I don't know whether when Peter's mother shook Jesus' hand or when Jesus touched her hand, whether it was a greeting at the time, because where we have read, it doesn't tell us when they, you know, when Jesus got in the house and they did their greetings and, you know, offered some water to drink or offered a seat to sit and get comfortable and start a conversation, and then was told that Peter's mother-in-law was sick. We don't hear all that background. But what we hear or where we have read, it says when Jesus came into the house and he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with fever, I would like to imagine and believe that when she was sick, maybe she had been sick for a while, and they brought a sick bed at the family floor, in the family room, because I am not seeing Jesus just walking in the house and straight away go to Peter's mother-in-law's bedroom. But as she was sleeping in that family room on a sick bed, they brought the sick bed in the family room. So as soon as Jesus walked in, he noticed someone sleeping on a sick bed in the family room. And Jesus, you know, greeted her, shook her hand, touched her hand. And the Bible says, as soon as Jesus touched her, the fever left her. And when you continue right there on verse 14, that as soon as the fever left her, she got up and began to wait on Jesus, began to serve Jesus. So our God, when he touches us and he reaches to us, he can reach wherever we are. It doesn't matter what level we are in or where we think we are so much in despair. We are so deep we have reached the rock bottom. We have reached the bottom of bottoms. Or we is so wide, it's so high. But our God, Jesus, he can reach there. There is no trial, there is no temptation, there is no sickness, there is no situation that he cannot handle, that he cannot reach and touch. However, Peter's mother-in-law here showed us another side of service, another side of worship, another side of appreciation. The Bible says right there on verse 14, at the end of verse 14, that when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her, and she got up on the sick bed, and she began to serve Jesus. She began to wait on Jesus. So you and I, when we get saved, we don't sit idle. We don't just sit there and enjoy the blessing. We don't just sit there and enjoy the healing. We don't just sit there and enjoy the deliverance. But we have to do something. We have to serve our God. And our number one way of service is to win souls for the kingdom. That's how we can serve God. Because it is God's desire that all men should not perish, but that they come to repentance. They come to repentance and know that Jesus is Lord and be delivered. But how do they know? How would they know that there is a Jesus, there is a God who is a Savior, who saves life? How are they going to know unless they are told? And we are the ones who are to tell them. And how do we tell unless we are sent? And we are sent because this is our number one job, is to save God, is to win souls for the kingdom. So we were saved by grace. We were extended grace and mercy and love by a mighty God, by a loving God, by a compassionate God. Regardless, we all have a testimony. We all have a story. We came from somewhere, and God delivered us. He saved us so that we can save others, so that we can save him through others. So our salvation, whatever it is, we still have to serve God. And our number one way of service, so many, but our number one way of service is to win souls for the kingdom. And the Bible said, you know, it says on verse 16 that when evening came, so I am just imagining Jesus, he was still at Peter's house. After serving Peter's mother-in-law, healing her, and she started serving him. And I know Jesus was with his disciples. And where Jesus is, other people follow, because a congregation, a crowd, always follow him. I would like to believe that there were so many people, some outside the house, some they managed to come in. And Peter's mother-in-law saved them also. And the Bible says, when evening came, so they stayed there for a while until evening came. And so many people, the word was being spread out. You know, people were spreading out the news and say Jesus is at Peter's house. Oh, he has already healed Peter's mother-in-law. Come and see him. And people started gathering. And there were so many people. And the Bible says they brought those who were demon-possessed. They brought them to him. And the Bible also says, and Jesus drove out those spirits with a word and healed the sick. So we serve a mighty God. And this healing, this deliverance, this salvation we have received, it gets better as we share, and it draws people. When people see something good happening, they will be drawn. So when people come and they ask you, why are you still smiling in the midst of the storm? Why are you still happy? Why are you so excited? Even though things are not going well for you, even though there is all this negativity surrounding you, you find, you know, words of positive. You still encourage others. You still tell someone, can I pray for you? Can what is it I can agree with you in prayer? You still have time to come on this prayer line and intercede and stand on the gap on behalf of our nation, on behalf of others. That's what happens when we get saved, when we have this Jesus. All manner of things, all these people who have issues, they also want the same salvation. And the Bible says on verse 17, the last verse we read on Matthew chapter 8, it says this, all this happening, all these things that are taking place is to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. And in Isaiah, he says he took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. And when you continue reading that chapter, that's another read. You can put it on your list, which is Isaiah 53. And when you continue reading, the one Matthew quoted is verse 4 of Isaiah 53. But when you continue on the verses below, it says he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then it will continue talking about as sheep who have gone astray and all that. It's good stuff, good stuff. I will encourage you to read also Isaiah 53. Put it on your reading. But right, and also in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it also quotes Isaiah, amen, which is the one we just read. Yes, and that our God, he took up our infirmities, which is our sicknesses, all those burdens. The salvation, our destruction, when we were out and lost, he carried all that on the cross. And now right here, we are delivered. We are healed. We are saved. We are full of joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are in good health, and we are encouraged. We are not even ignorant. He took away the ignorance, that not knowing who God is and not knowing what God can do for us. He took all that away from us. That's who our God is. Our Savior is the one we worship, the one we pray to, the one we surrendered our life to. And Romans, I want to tie it up with Romans chapter 12, those two verses we read, where it says, I beseech you, brothers, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we worship God with our whole being, all the whole of us, our soul, our mind, our body, everything, our emotions, everything. And the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies is the house of God. That's where God lives, in our body. He came inside of us. When we did that prayer of salvation, when we asked God, when we asked Jesus to come into our hearts and reside in us and live in us, we asked him to house him. This is his house. This is his temple. And we need to be good stewards of the body. And I thank God, because we have a prayer request even in our midst. I know it's not just that one sister of ours. We all need God's wisdom. We need God's grace so that we are good stewards of his house. Look how we care for our houses. Some of us, we have seasonal decorations in our homes. We have the summer theme. We have the Thanksgiving theme. We have the Easter theme. We have the Christmas theme. We don't get weary. We don't get tired changing, rearranging and arranging things so that our houses will look nice and beautiful, you know, on seasonal basis. What about the house of God? That is our bodies. We want to be good stewards of the house of God, good stewards of our bodies, because we house God. The foods we eat, the desire to be good caretakers, exercising, sleeping well. Majority of us, we are guilty on that. We don't take care of the house of God, our bodies. And we need God's wisdom. Yes, there are things we can follow. You know, you eat right, you do this, you follow this program and that program and this program. And those are many made programs. There are some things we just need the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, to be good stewards of our body. I was sharing with someone earlier this week, and I said, you know, fasting does good not only for your soul, for your inner man, but it also does good for your body. We were talking about prayer and fasting. And I said to her, you know, when you fast, when you refrain, that 1, 2, 3 meals a day or 2 days or 3 days, we are taking care of the body. Have you noticed that we have a sister here we are going to pray for? She's having a surgery today. Have you noticed that when you go for a surgery, they even ask you that you need to refrain from food at least before midnight or 12 hours, 24 hours before your surgery? They know that some of the foods we eat, they interrupt and they interfere with the medication they give you, with what they want to see. But when your body is pure, when it's clean, some they even encourage you, you can only drink water. Not seasoned or, you know, these waters that are sugared or given any solutions and make them flavored waters. No, but just pure straightforward water. They might, some surgeries, depending with what it is, they will allow you to have water. But they will give you a certain period of time that by 7 p.m., some they say by 9 p.m., until your surgery is due at 7 tomorrow, you cannot take anything. Because they know that the food we eat interfere with some of the medication and they cannot see clearly what they are trying to help you with. So we need to be good caretakers of our bodies. That way, when we have strong bodies, some of us, we have weak knees. You know, we have either to pray sitting up on sitting on a chair or pray standing up. Some of us, we can't kneel anymore. because our knees are tired, are weary, are messed up now. You know, several things, many, many years of damage or ignorance, not knowing what we were doing. But now we know. The Bible says, if a man knows how to do good and does not do it, he's committing a sin. We are sinning against God if we know how to do good. And on verse 2, Romans says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in order for us to fulfill the perfect will of God, the whole being has to line up with the word of God. And we can get that so that we will not be conformed by this world, but for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The only thing I know that is good thing, that is good news, that can renew our mind is the word of God. Where we are right now, not only in this country, not only this nation, but worldwide, everywhere you turn your head, there is bad news. We are surrounded by bad news. There's somebody who is supposed to be protecting someone. They take their lives. A brother killing a brother, a sister killing a sister, a mother, children, and a lot of chaos and disorder around us. But the only thing that can renew our minds is the word of God, the Rhema word, the life-giving word, the word of God, and that can help us and renew our minds. I don't know about your TVs. Mine tend to be on every station. It doesn't matter how many channels you flip through. There is always something bad coming through there. No good news. Even our contemporary, our Christian radio stations, they will find a way somewhere to plug in the status, the statistics, what is going on, how many people have been killed, and what is going on. So there is no good news out there. The only good news is the word of God. That's the good news. Look at our family. The disorder, the disconnect that is going on. Parents with their children. Children and their parents, siblings, the fighting, the arguing. Good news is the word of God. And we can be transformed and make our minds be renewed by the word of God. And when we do that, that's what God wants. And it is good and acceptable. And that's his perfect will. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, as we pray for all these needs, I'm going to add also traveling mercies for myself and my family. We are traveling this weekend. And any other people or any persons who will be traveling, we're going to also pray for traveling mercies. So we're going to pray and we serve an able God, a hearing God, a delivering God, for all these prayer needs and for God to help us, because the enemy, he is the one who wants to interfere and disrupt our communication. Because our God is able. He can supply the resources, give us technical people who are knowledgeable and who will be helping us with here at the prayer, praise, and deliverance, that our service will not be interrupted. You know, these prayer meetings, when we stand on the gap, there are people both on the national and international level who are tapping in, who are receiving this ministry, who are receiving these services, and the enemy wants to interfere. So as Apostle Horsley has brought up, let us also pray, you know, for all this technical support we need for God to provide. And if it is Maybe we need to upgrade our service, the platform. So we need finances so that God bless us. When he bless us, we also sow. This is good ground. Prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. This is good ground. We can sow a seed here and get the broadcast going, and whatever any technical support we need, we will be able to afford it. And continue to pray for all the prayer requests. I'm just going to say them out loud, and let us go before the Lord. And for Regina Chelsea, that she'll be alert and have wisdom to make good decisions, and to be alert and be aware when her appointments come, and that you will not, she will not be behind. For peace, for Charlene, and for all our families, and deliverance for those who are bound, whatever it is, whether drug abuse or substance, any kind of substance abuse, and not forgetting our nation. We need to pray for our nation, and also for our sister, and all of us need God's help to have the wisdom to be able to know what to eat, when to eat, and to be good caretakers of our bodies, so that way we will put whatever weight under control, the one that is healthy for, you know, our bodies. And we need God's wisdom. Amen. We're going to also pray for Teresa Johnson for healing of the cancer in her body, and for Mara, who is having a surgery scheduled today, that everything will go well and smoothly. And then also for the our brothers and sisters in the Louisiana, Texas area, and the whole Midwest or whatever that area is that are affected by this hurricane. I know us here in the Carolinas, we are having lots and lots of rain, and it's one of the effects of that, because we are experiencing some flooding also here. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us all open our mouths and pray for these prayer requests and anything that is on your heart that the Holy Spirit will bring to you, and we're going to pray. Let us pray, all of us. Hallelujah. Mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of kings, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bring this prayer request, this prayer needs before you, God. For you are a God who hears, and you are a God who answers prayer. We thank you, Father God, for your word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, and that your word will not return to your void, but it will accomplish what you have sent it for, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a miracle working God. What you do for one, you do for the other. You do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. For Jesus, mother-in-law, you can do it for us, Lord. You can do it for each and every one of us. So I pray, Father God, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every prayer request, oh Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. Like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. For this weekend, oh Lord God. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the family that the husband will love their wife as Christ loves the church.
The name of Jesus.
can remember, will operate and function the way that
in you, Lord, we move people. Shine on the coyotes.
I call
you, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, who is the teacher.
Have certain, Lord God,
so that we operate and function in the name of Jesus, the way you have created us.
Spirit,
I thank you, Father God.
Name, that's above every name, O God.
Today. We appreciate what you have shared with us. And I thank God for everyone who's here. And we're going to ask you all to join us next week. We're wanting to do a fast. There will be a fast that we will start on Wednesday. And what we want to do is pray. We want to put the peace of God out there in the atmosphere. So we need peace in our homes, starting with our homes, peace in our minds, peace in the country. We just need peace everywhere. So I have some scriptures, and I will send these out on the text. But just so you'll know ahead of time, Psalm 34 and 14, it says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And then the other one is Matthew 5 and 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And then, of course, you can read other scriptures that go along with the spirit of peace. We're believing God to help us all to have the peace of God upon every one of us and within this country. And we know that we need that at this time. So join us on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can do 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. But please do something to further your connection with God, to increase that connection with God, and know that God will help us in what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for being here, because God is using you for his glory. Even when you give your requests, your testimonies, praise reports, we thank God for that. Even if we know that you're here, we don't hear your voice, but you're here and you're supporting what God says, that's important. So I love each and every one of you, and have a beautiful weekend. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929.
Okay.
The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.